Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Love Journey. Wow. Today is already Wednesday. We're already at the end of the... Wow, we're already at the end of August. Isn't that interesting how time flies? Yes. It is so interesting how times are flying by. Well, that's okay. We enjoy each day, right, family? All right, family. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Love Journey. You know they call this the prayer line. I call it more than a prayer line. You see, I call it an exchange. You see, I call this a love exchange. Welcome to your love exchange. I am Janine Ann Ingram, your transformation life coach, master speaker, author, born to you, filmmaker, vision board counselor. And I'm your radio host. Yes, I'm your host for today, Janine Ingram. And today we'll be filled with a lot of love, lots of inspiration, prayer, and praise. Welcome to the Love Journey. Yes, 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 family. And of all the places you could have been, you chose to be here. And so I thank you for choosing to be right here with me. We're going to play Angel Vine. Later, happy.
Dreams come true.
welcome to the love journey. Welcome, welcome, welcome. They call this a prayer line. I promise you it's more than a prayer line. I know this is an experience, a love experience filled with love, with praise, prayer, and inspiration. Welcome, family. We're going to get ready and turn within like we do everything that the love journey presents. We start off with prayer. And so as we move into our centering, recognizing that there is only one power, one mind, one presence. And on this line, we recognize that great spirit is God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not, but the God is not. So today, family, I want you to turn within as you become still and know that I am God. Family, I want you to take in a deep breath, breathing in through the nose, holding it to the point of vibration, holding it to the count of eight, and then releasing through the mouth, remembering to breathe into the heart, family. Family, let's breathe. And release. And know that I am God. Be still and know that I am, God. Breathe, family. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. Divine Mother, Father God, as I come before that transcending power, I ask that every word of my mouth come, Holy Spirit, and every meditation of my heart come, Holy Spirit, will be so acceptable in thy sight. Come, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I ask you to come and remove every human created thought. Release me in my thoughts to come from a place of pure spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, so that every thought I think will be your thoughts in this right now moment. Come, Holy Spirit, and let every word I speak be your words, Holy Spirit. As I speak from the transcending power, as I invite and invoke the presence of the transcending power, as I invite and invoke my higher mind self, as I invite and invoke the higher consciousness, come, Holy Spirit, and take over. As I release myself, I ask you to remove every human created thought, every human created present, Holy Spirit, and remove all of me in this right now moment, that I may be filled by the divine presence of the one that is the one. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill my presence that it may overflow. Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit, and fill me in this right now moment, that my words will speak to the hearts of your people. Come, Holy Spirit. as I come in gratitude, I give thanks this morning for the opportunity to be right here in this one mind, one spirit, in this collective energy, God. As I come together in one collective thought process, knowing that you are all there is, God, I'm asking you to come in and bring a fresh anointing upon this line today, God. I'm asking for fresh revelation, God. Oh, God, I'm asking for a healing Holy Spirit. As I invite the presence of my higher mind self, God, I'm asking you to lead us and guide us and show us the way, Holy Spirit. Let there be light, Holy Spirit. Teach us how to be the peace, that our presence will be filled with so much peace. Come, Holy Spirit, and allow the one that is the one to fill every crevice of our mind, of our body, of our soul. Holy Spirit, come and allow your presence to be one with the one. Come, God, that we can feel you in the presence of our consciousness, that we can touch the hem of your garment and be so filled in our presence, God, that we could be filled in this right now moment, that it would overflow into the home, out into the street, that our homes would be a beacon of light today, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and bring peace where there's no peace, God. Bring forgiveness where there's no forgiveness, God. Bring rest where there's no rest, God. I'm asking you to make the crooked places straight, God, and the rough places smooth. Come, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to go before us today and send your legion of angels out before us to create an ease, elegance, and grace today, God, that we will unfold the goals of our soul. Come, Holy Spirit, and speak to our minds today, God. Speak to our hearts today, God. Oh, come, God, so that there will be a word for somebody today, God. Oh, I'm asking you to bless and anoint this line right now, God. I'm asking you to come and bless and anoint this line right now, God, for an expansion. Holy Spirit, that the world will come to know the love journey in ways that will blow our mind in an Ephesians 3:20 way, abundantly above, more than we can ever think, ask, or imagine. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and bless each and every person under the sound of my voice today, God. I'm asking you to bless every molecule, every atom, every muscle fiber, every organ in their body, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to teach us how to love ourselves so that to every organ in our body get in agreement, every cell and every muscle fiber gets into agreement and alignment right now, God. Oh, I'm asking you to bring forth a love upon us, God, that only you can do right now, God, that they will see us by our love, know us by our love, fill us by our love, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill our presence with the love and light of you right now, God. I'm asking you to surround us right now, God, with the light of Christ right now, God, so that we can be in the presence of the light right now, God, that it will surround us and nothing and no one can penetrate it right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless the whole block of 81st and Essex, where the fire was and the four people lost their lives because somebody set the building on fire. Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless his mind right now, God. I ask you to put in love to the family members of the three children and the young man who jumped out the window and the one who lost his life. God, I just ask you to come, Holy Spirit, and bring comfort and joy and peace in the ears of the family members, God, and the friends of those who lost their lives yesterday, right here on the next block. God, I ask you to bring peace in this community, Holy Spirit. I ask you to surround this community with love and peace right now, God, and that their families may be comforted, God, with your love, God. Oh, that they may be here from you today, God, that they may hear the melodic sounds of your love melodically speaking in their ears, Holy Spirit, that they will have spiritual 2020 vision, God, to see only that you exist in this world, God, that they can know and count it all good and joy, that nothing can happen except by your example, God. And I just taught it. I know that our ways are not your ways. Holy Spirit, help us feel your comfort when we don't know how. Help us see the good when we don't know how, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and bring peace where there's no peace, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to come and bring peace upon this land right now, God. Bring peace in a way that only you can do, God. Father, Mother God of this whole universe. I know that this is orchestrated by you, God. And so in this right now moment, I know that our days only come to be numbered in this physical body, God. And I know that we only come to be temporary on the earth, Holy Spirit. And so in our come and exit on this planet, I ask you to teach us how to have peace in the knowing that no matter what, that you're still on the throne. Orchestrating it all for our good. Come, Holy Spirit, and bring that peace in our minds, that peace of that knowing, that peace in our hearts, God, that only you can bring. Come, Holy Spirit, and let there be light. Let there be light on this Watch You Wild Us Wednesday. Come, Holy Spirit, and bring peace among the land. Bring peace in the soil, God. Bring peace in the air that we bring. Bring peace in the oxygen, in the air, in the trees, in the flowers, in the grass, God. Bring peace in your people's heart. Bring peace. Come, Holy Spirit, and let there be peace on earth. And let that peace begin with me. Come, Holy Spirit. And so it is. Good morning, good morning, good morning, family. Welcome to the love journey. I tell you, they call this a prayer line. I call it more than a prayer line. I promise you, it's an experience. It's an experience, a love experience. Welcome to your love experience. Welcome to this teleconference and blog talk radio. Well, it is filled with love, praise, prayer, and inspiration. And this inspirational experience is about assisting us in how to live from our higher self, recognizing that love is the most powerful force in living from that space. This show takes us through a journey to our inner self, recognizing that there is only one mind and one source, the I Am, that I am God. And because that source created you and me out of itself in order to express itself through us, we recognize this source being pure mind in action, knowing that God knows us. God knows our every being, every thought. Therefore, we recognize ourselves as the mind of God in action. I am the mind of God in action. You are the mind of God in action. And my grandmother used to tell us, you might be the only Bible somebody might read. Are you expressing your God, Goddess energy this morning? Good morning, God. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning to the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees, the sun, the moon, the stars, the clouds, the sky. Good morning to the land and the soil. Good morning to all of the earth, the wind, the fire, the water, the ethers. Good morning, universe. Good morning. Good morning to our most beneficent, oh, angelic family. Good morning, angels, as we invite and invoke our legions of angels into this call, sending you out on assignment today to go before us to create an ease, elegance, and grace, and pave the road with gold and platinum and diamonds. Come, Holy Spirit, and bring forth your angels. Good morning, angels. Good morning, angels. Good morning, archangels. As I invite and invoke your presence into this call, good morning, archangels. Oh, good morning, good morning. Good morning, ascended masters. As I invite and invoke the ascended masters, and good morning to our master God and our spirit God. Good morning, as we invite and invoke your presence into this call, and good morning to my ancestors, your ancestors, all the ancestors, our known and unknown ancestors. Good morning, Miss Anastasia McAdoo. Yes, Miss Mac, Miss Annie Mac. I miss you, Mom. Good morning, Colette. Grant. Yes. And then to all the ancestors, as we stand here paying homage to those that we invite and invoke into the presence of this call, good morning, ancestors. Good morning, ancestors. Welcome to the love journey. Yes. Good morning, my family. Peace, peace, peace to the family this morning. Love, love, love to the gods and goddesses, kings and queens, millionaires and billionaires. This is the Love Journey, Inc. And I am Janine Ann Ingram. Yes, your transformational life coach, author of Born to Be Rich, filmmaker, master speaker, wow, vision board counselor, and your radio host. And you are tuned in again to the Love Journey. Yes, this is the Love Journey. We're going to call in. Today is Wednesday. Woo! Watch God, wow, it's on Wednesday, huh, y'all? All right, we're going to call in Queen Z, author of her new book that's coming out real soon. She did a great job yesterday on the Oath of Manifestation. And y'all got to see Jackie in real action. All right, come on, Z. Let's do what we do when we're doing what we do. Good morning, Z.
Good morning. Daddy Love. Blessing to you, my queen. Oh, thank you so much. Beautiful prayer, as always. And, you know, we feel the presence of the angels and the master guides and our ancestors. When you invite them into this experience, thank you, thank you, thank you. Good morning, angels and master guides and ancestors. We love you. Yay! yes. Oh, so good morning to you, my beautiful family, the Love Journey family. I love you so much. Let's get this thing on. We're going to sing a love song. Ooh, we're going to look into the eyes, we're going to hug ourselves, and we're going to sing, I love myself so much, so I can love you so much, so you can love you so much, so you can keep on loving me. Let's just fill the world today with love, family. Start, fix your phone, and let's do it on count of three. One, two, three. I love myself so much, so much, so I can love you so much, and you can love you so much, so much, so you can keep on loving me. Yes, I love myself so much, 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 so much. Showers of blessings are pouring down from heaven above as the angels are singing and clapping that we are praising God with our love today. Family, keep singing that to yourself and keep saying it. I love myself so much. And we're going to keep this love flowing and keep it growing. Lady Love, I'm sending back to you with all my love. Namaste, family. God bless.
All right. That's beautiful, 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 beautiful. All right. Wow. Jackie, you got something inspirational you want to read us today? I know that was just like out of the blue. So if you don't, it's okay.
Good morning, good morning. Peace and blessings to you, Lady Love. Thank you so very much. Yeah, you got me out the blue this morning, but I'm quite sure that I can find something real quick from the Daily Word this morning. And as I'm seeking and searching for something this morning, okay, here we go. I'm going to read generosity. Here we go. I am a generous giver to life. I share my time, talent, and treasures as naturally as a tree gives its shade, fruits, and leaves. This is the most true when I am centered in the source of my inheritance, abundance. Say that word again. Christ within. On occasions, I may forget who I am and think I don't have enough to give. As soon as I notice these false thoughts, I remember how trees give without effort. I give from this consciousness of generosity and ease, and I am richly blessed. My generosity is supported by a faith that knows I am always supported and protected. The trees does not worry whether its needs will be met. It does not negotiate what it will get in return. It freely offers itself. I root myself in this naturally prosperous way of being and generously sharing my gifts. Proverbs 11:25, a generous person will be enriched, and one who gives water will get water. So today, family, be a generous giver to life. Thank you, Lady Love. Namaste.
Wow, be a generous giver to life. Wow, 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 that is amazing. Thank you. I just felt like you had something that you was going to share this morning. Be a generous giver to life. Wow. Because life is about abundance. And the tree never stops to think about how it's going to do what it do. It just do what it do, isn't it? Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting because we're going to move right into what I wanted to talk about today, which is about being intentional about our joy and happiness. We're going to listen to Ayana Venzat. This is called Go for the Joy.
Number 7. Go for the joy. Oh, go for the joy. You know, it just came to a place in my life where I just refused to suffer and struggle anymore. Because I had been conditioned to struggle and suffer and scratch in my life. And I made it into a well-dressed profession. Of course, I was bad and wrong, so struggling was natural to me. I had to struggle for everything. And then one day, I just had this thought, the struggle is over. I am going to effect this change in my life. I'm going to do this different if it kills me. I'm going to struggle to stop struggling. The struggle is over. It doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to hurt. Just because you can take a punch doesn't mean you have to go around looking for fights. Go for what feels good. Go for what brings joy into your heart. See, I had to bypass happiness. I couldn't even stop at happiness. I had to go for the joy. Because in my life, happiness was temporary, transitory, and at the control of someone else. If Daddy came home, I'd be happy. But I never knew how long he was going to stay or when he left again, when he was coming back. Happiness was when Grandma made those biscuits in the morning. Girl, that was happy, happy. But if I took the first one and my brother had an asthma attack, I'd get in trouble and the biscuits would be taken away because my family believed in using food as a punishment or a reward. I couldn't stay in happiness. Happiness was not a happy experience for me. So I went right for the joy, that internal experience. That just takes your mind and being to a whole nother place. Joy. The state of mind and being that feeds and nurtures your soul and is fed by your soul. The scripture says, a joy that the world can't give you, and the world can't take it away. I had to go there because everything else was too transitory. You see, when we have joy, we are centered in the heart. Going for the joy means cleaning up the heart and then opening it again. Going for the joy means allowing yourself to be vulnerable because you know you can't be hurt. You're powerful. You're in your rightful place. You're in your joy. It doesn't matter what people do. That is their car, their road, their world. Go for the joy. It doesn't mean that you won't get upset or that you won't have challenges, but go for the joy. Not the temporary, momentary pieces and scraps of happiness that we've been so accustomed to experience in our life. Quite often, when we have an experience of happiness, this is too good to be true. We're waiting for the next shoe to fall. But when we go for the joy, we know I deserve it all. And it's in me. It's not happening to me. It's coming through me. It's not being done for me. Go for the joy. What brings you joy? So many people don't even know. I know now what brings me joy. And it is absolutely nothing that I thought it would be. After 3 marriages, I get joy living by myself. Ice cream brings me joy. I don't deny myself, but I had to overcorrect. I had to eat enough to grow out of the jeans when they came out the dryer so that I could then find harmony and find a place in the middle. Go for the joy. Shoes bring me joy. Mm-hmm. I won't deny myself a good pair of shoes. But I now do it in a way that I can have them when nothing else in my life gets denied. Maintain the harmony. God brings me joy. I just love my time in prayer, in meditation, in reading, walking in nature, just taking in the abundance that is the chief architect and creator of this universe, and to recognize that out of everybody you love me, oh, that brings me joy. People bring me joy. I just love people. I really do. Weird and strange though you be, just like me, I love people. I love women. I think women are the most exciting, creative, beautiful, strange people. Just like me. What brings you joy? And how much of it do you have in your life on a daily basis? Not just once in a while after the bills are paid. How much joy do you have in your life on a daily basis? So it would really serve you well to make a list, make a chart. Understand the struggle is over. It doesn't have to be hard. Do what brings you joy. Go for what brings you joy. And if you do that every single day, you will remember to act like you know the truth. And the truth is, you deserve joy. You have power. You are God's very special creation. And you have a right to stand in that truth and that power every place you go. So just come with me for a moment and close your eyes and find that place in you that is joy. It doesn't matter. It can be the size of a pinhole. But what is it that brings you joy, and where is it in you? Think about that and sit in the joy. Whether it's an activity or a feeling or a person or something that you do, just sit in the joy. And know that you deserve that magnified 100-fold each and every day. Act like you know the truth. And that joy that you have within you, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. It's yours to enjoy and enjoy. And please know the truth. You have to do it every single day. 1. Never underestimate your own need, ability, or power to effect change in your life. 2. Mind your own business first. 3. Seek harmony. 4. Replace external referencing with inner authority. 5. Stop being bad and wrong. 6. Take your rightful place. 7. Go for the joy. That is my wish for you, that every change in your life will be gentle, elegant, and graceful. That as you're minding your own business, in your own car, on your own road, in your own world, that harmony will be present in every single thought. And that your deepest, most heartfelt desires come to you with absolutely no struggle. And those desires not only sit you in your rightful place, but support you in blessing the world from your rightful place. And that the joy in you be overflowing, filled to capacity and overflowing. And if none of that happens, I still know how you can bless yourself. Every single day, make sure that someplace in your life you have chocolate to eat. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Let's talk about the difference between joy and happiness. I'm going to tell you what Maston says. He said, he's a coach, and he says, when I ask people why they come to coach with me, one of the common responses is, I want to be happier. He says, so I thought a long time about happiness over the years, and I'm seeing that this term is usually pretty vague and needs honing in order to be something worth shooting for. Weston may disagree, but I like to propose that we make a distinction between happiness and joy, and here's how I would define it. I define that happiness is a moment-to-moment emotion. One minute you can be happy because you got a great discount on a new shirt you bought. The next minute you can be an elderly person in store who reminds you of your grandmother who is ailing. Happiness, like any feeling, can come and go like clouds rolling across the sky. But you see, joy is an overall contentment and a delight that comes from within, way down deep inside. You see, joy is something that nobody can give and nobody can take away. You see, joy comes from looking at the tapestry of your life that you have woven and being pleased with where you've been and where you're going. You see, joy comes from knowing that you are living your life according to your highest values, according to God's mission and purpose for your life. And that you own in your own personal truth, whatever that may be. It's possible that there may be better words to describe these two phenomena, but for the sake of understanding the dichotomy, let's use this for now. You see how happiness and joy are sometimes aligned and sometimes not. For example, when I have a great coaching session with a client, ooh, I feel so happy. I feel joyous because helping guide people through challenges is a part of my life's work. In this case, the two are aligned. However, when I eat a box of my favorite sandwich cookies, I feel very happy with the momentary thrill of a delighted taste bud. But I'm not joyous. I'm not joyous because eating those cookies does not align with my vision for my body or my heart. And in this case, happiness and joy does not align. In fact, putting down that box of cookies can make me feel right downright pouty. Sometimes joy can even be boring, and this is the reason why TV shows don't profile joyous people who have figured out how to have fulfilling relationships, fulfilling jobs and families. It's far more interesting to watch people who cycle between happiness and sadness, love and anger, pride and embarrassment, confidence and fear. See, living in joy still has moments of elations and upset, but being rooted in the overall big picture of life well lived makes those momentary feelings feel less all-encompassing and less dramatic. You see, my job then is to make sure that people in my life find joy. There will be moments of happiness along the way, moments of fear, moments of sadness, but the one thing that remains constant along the path is the feeling of joy being along the path. Are you feeling joyous in your life? And where are you chasing happiness instead of joy? You see, they say joy is a kind of a paradox because they say joy equals growth, and growth equals facing fear. So you have to go within to face those things that are clouded in our heart that keeps us from finding that deep down kind of joy, that rooted kind of joy. But in order for us to grow, fears that we have to face, sometimes over and over again until the equation equals joy. He says, I have a fear of letting love in. I know it sounds ironic for a guy who is totally about love. But I said it before and I said it again, we come to teach what we need to learn. And letting love in is a hard thing for me to do. It's very easy for me to give love because giving is a form of power. Come on, family. I want to reiterate that giving is a form of power. But receiving, but letting love in and letting in abundance and letting in all the things that we truly want is scary because we could risk getting hurt. But I come to realize that I risk so much more by not letting in the things that I so desire. And so, again, I must face the fear of being hurt so that I can grow in the love and grow in abundance, which will result in greater joy. That doesn't mean that I allow someone in my heart that I know is a liar, is a game player. I would not let them close to my heart. See, you got to use discernment, but for those people that do love you, you let love in. And these are the people and situations that you need to go towards, even if it's scary. So I'm curious, if joy equals facing fears, and what fears do you have to face today? What fears do you have to face in order to meet joy eye to eye so that you can have the peace and the love and the joy that you desire, that, you know, that deep down kind of joy, that deep down kind of love inside your heart? Fears do we have to face today so that we can experience true joy in our life. If we really knew that what we was going through is really about us growing, and growth comes success, and with growth comes joy, and with all that great stuff, we wouldn't have to be afraid to face what was happening in our life, because we know without a shadow of a doubt, guess what, that the universe is always friendly to our desires. Now let's talk about what happens when we numb our pain, because we also numb our joy. And when you numb, you don't get to experience the greatness of life. He says negative energy is an interesting thing. We tend to dislike it, and it makes sense. It's not fun to experience any of the giving or receiving negative energy, but it's a part of life, and to deny this part of life is to deny life. My mom said something really wise to me last week. She has had a massive back troubles in her life, surgery, dying and coming back from it, and she's a token of perseverance and rising above the diagnosis of the doctors. She has had a relationship with pain her whole adult life. And if anyone is justified in being negative, it might be her. But you know what? She's not. She is my constant spiritual teacher in being cool, calm, and collected and present. We talk pretty much every day. And it's something like I've done for the last 11 years since I moved to L.A. last week. She said, when you numb your pain, you numb your joy. When you numb your pain, you numb your joy. And this is a big statement coming from my mother. She knows a lot about pain because she lives with it daily. And it really got me thinking. I get asked all the time, can be open but not feel pain. And that's just not how it works. And my mom's wise statement pretty much sums up why. When we are open to life, we are open to some pain. And life has some duality, positive and negative. To be open is to feel both. The key is how we interpret these energies. It's easy to interpret positive energy in a powerful way, but it's not so easy when what we name negative things is so damn hard, it's almost impossible. But that is one of the keys to finding that fulfillment and that spiritual growth, is to be open and give negative energy an empowering meaning. I didn't say make negative positive. No, I didn't say deny negative energy. I said give it an empowering meaning. That means to learn the lesson, see the blessing, and then learn the lesson and see it in a way that honors the divine but doesn't make you dwell in it. You see, hurt, pain, and anger, and loss, all these are natural parts of life. To stop ourselves from living because we do not want to go through these emotions place is to stop ourselves from living at all. And as we open ourselves to life, we open to all of life. And that's what we signed up for in this human experience, to be on this earth and to not let it consume us, but instead to become steadfast enough in our practice where we feel and float with it instead of against it. When we are open to life in its brilliance, its beauty, its joy and abundance, and sometimes, you know, it's hurt and pain and tragedy and sadness, then we are fully alive and we open and we open and we open, and then we get to feel the joy. It also gives us a more empathy for others and more compassionate for other human beings, and this tends to unite us. Don't cut yourself off from life because you only want to feel good and are scared of feeling the negative. The journey is worth it. The pain is the teacher. The negativity brings the lessons that we need to learn. Stay open. The awesome thing about life is, the more you can face pain and tragedy, the less it can hurt. The more you resist it and suppress it, the more it hurts. The more that you allow the brilliance and the beauty and the joy and abundance to be the main staple of your life, the more you will experience that. But when the pain comes, you know how to quickly allow it through and move through and get back to the joy. And that's what happens when you experience life and not let life take you out the game. Today, how can we face our fears? How can we look at what's happening in our lives and recognize it as a way and as a blessing to get us back into the joy? Turn your fear into power. How can we turn that into the power So many of us numb our pain. One of the things that I tell people, honoring our spirit brings more joy in our life. See, the more we honor ourselves, you know, he said, for many years, I thought the key to being fulfilled was to work hard first, and then I'll be able to enjoy life. I did too. See, this way of thinking caused me to end up resenting life for many years and felt, he said, his pleasure became food, which I thought would make me feel better. I became more and more angry. I gained weight, developed worries about money. I was so embarrassed by my weight gain and unhappiness that I began to isolate myself from other people. There was little joy in my life, and that was because I was disconnected from my body, others, and what truly brought me joy. See, the universe has a funny way of bringing in guys and resources at the time you need it. And that's because the universe is always pushing us into a greater version of ourselves. And I began to explore what I wanted with life and with the life coach. One of the things we looked at was designing my life with more ease. In what area of life are you not honoring where your spirit is guiding you? You see, I had it all backwards. The key was actually learning to treat myself better. Learning how to love and accept all parts of myself, practicing daily self-care rituals, taking vacations, spending time with my friends who lifted my spirit, investing in myself, and creating a business that I love and that I didn't feel like was work. This is how you bring real joy, by honoring your spirit. And have you ever shifted small things in your life that created major breakthroughs? So now my work days look like this. I get up, I read for at least 10 to 20 minutes. I journal, I meditate for 10 to 20 minutes, and then I do some form of movement. You see, this has created the space for me to attract the things that I want in my life. You see, I'm not perfect, and the days I don't honor myself, when days I don't honor my body, days I don't honor my spirit and energy, it takes a toll. But the days when I honor my body and I eat the foods for my body, whole foods, greens that provide me with loving energy so my mind can be open to receive the great ideas of the universe. And when I take my naps and honor my sleep, when my body is feeling like it can't send out another email or be on another call, I throw on my sneakers and I take a walk. It's not been an overnight process, but I now listen to the only body I have. At the end of each day, no matter what has happened, my spirit is filled with full of joy. And I give thanks to God, and I have all the gratitude, and I'm honored that I get to live my life the way I want to live my life. I get to live on purpose by making a difference in other people's lives. And that brings me so much joy because I'm living life to the fullest. I'm living the dream that God has created for me, and that brings me joy, a deep down inside kind of joy, a passionate kind of joy that only I can bring into my own experience. You see, there's nothing outside of me that can bring me a joy or take away my joy, because my joy is deep down inside my heart. I got joy, 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 joy down in my heart. You remember that? Down in my heart today. Yes. That was one of our little children's songs. But when you really think about it, when you got joy deep in your heart, deep rooted in your heart, nobody can pull the roots up of that joy. Nobody can take it away. Nobody can bring it, take it, or do nothing that's outside of you, because it's so deeply rooted inside of you that no matter what's happening outside of you, joy still exists. Are we honoring our spirit? Are we honoring our bodies today? Are we fulfilling our mission that we came to the planet to fulfill today? Are we living on purpose? Are we really living in the joy that we get to choose each day? We get to choose to live in joy, just like we get to choose to live in unhappiness. What's your thoughts today about that? Miss Joy, I see you on the line this morning. You want to read from your daily inspiration or whatever you got while people come in and think about? Good morning.
I had to prepare myself for that. Oh, that was something else. Joy. You know, it's It took a long time. I didn't really accept my name until I think to the Love Journey helped me to accept my name. But let me get it together. Good morning, good morning. It's Reverend Mama Joy reading this morning from the Daily Inspiration for a Better Living to the children near Block Talk Radio and Love Journey family. Oh, let me remind you again of your children. Of the Most High, Rock Steady God, who never leaves you nor forsake you. And your piece of the rock this morning is, oh, pray for clarity. Desire is the motive force of the universe. Manifestation gets easier as you clarify the desires of your heart. Pray for clarity. Every desire has a physical counterpart, and you will need persistence to turn the desire into experience. Lord Jesus says it is an essential factor in changing desire into experience. The clearer you are, the easier it will be for you to be persistent. Pray for clarity. You know, the basis of persistence is the power of will, and our willingness to do anything rises when we understand the task. When we understand the task to be accomplished, and when you know exactly what to do, and all ambiguity has been eliminated, you do not hesitate to take action. Pray for clarity. Is it any wonder that the psalmist asks for a clean heart? The very essence of self-mastery and deliberate creation rests upon our ability to proclaim a clear desire. So whatever you pray for, dear sisters and brothers, do not neglect to pray for clarity.
Wow.
This scripture is supported by Psalms 51:10. It says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Ah, joy, joy, joy down in my heart, huh? Amen, amen, namaste. At you.
Namaste. All right. Thank you, Mama Joy. Any questions, comments, concerns, anything you think about when it comes to bringing joy in your heart? All right. One thing I want you to really think about in the words that Ayana said today, did you hear her say that you deserve all the goodness in life?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. So what I heard her say, Ayana, and this is so important, and we've been talking, I've been talking about this all, to make a choice. You got to make a decision to bypass happiness because it's fleeting. You're happy because you got a presence. You're happy because, you know, for whatever reason, you know, you got food in your refrigerator that makes you have joy, counting it all joy. Joy is a heartfelt feeling that no matter what goes on, you're still joyous about it. Thank you, God, for teaching me that lesson, to make me aware. Thank you, God, for that relationship because I got into a better me in that experience. You know, I remember crying for almost 25 years about my mother's death. Every time I thought about her, every time I mentioned her name, every time somebody else mentioned her name, even if they were talking about the fun they had with her. You know, I see her friends, and I'd bust out in tears. I'd see other people's moms loving on them, and I'd bust out in tears. And one day, I think I was about 24, I said, God, show me what good is in what happened. Show me the joy of having her in my life for just a little while. Show me what she showed me. What did she give me? And I realized from that day forward, I had to be joyous about that experience because she chose me. She chose to be my mother. You know, so I think once again, and I always say this, that you have to make a decision, a conscious decision, to move things into your life and out of your life, and then just stick with them. You know, ask for help. Joy is so great. Getting up late and not panicking, but doing what you need to do to provide peace, moving into that job situation for those people who have still have to go to work. You know, not beating yourself up, but just feeling joy that you woke up and now you can move forward. But it has to be a conscious decision. I think everything in change has to be consciously chosen. Right.
All right. Thank you, Lori. All right. Thank
Good
you.
Morning.
Good morning.
Peace and blessings to you, Lady Love. Thank you so very much for today's share. For me, when you numb your pain, you numb your joy. I remember when I used to numb my pain because I didn't want to experience what I was feeling in that moment. And so you find yourself not all at once, but shutting down from life, you know, going into the darkness, even making the inside darkness. I didn't want to open the blinds and curtains to let the light in. Everything had to be dark. And, you know, I'm shutting myself off from people. I'm even shutting myself off from myself, you know, and the disconnection, you know, but you don't realize it. Okay, I did not realize it at the time what I was doing to myself, being depressed, you know, going through the anger of what my experience for me being depressed and angry, shutting myself off from everyone in life. And then when you realize what's going on, you realize that you don't like this place that you have created. And then people start to come around some sort of way. They start to get into your life where they are bringing more light back into your life. But you still do have to experience that pain that got you to where you was at in the first place. And until you start to deal with that pain that got you to where you don't want to feel it, you'll have it. So you have to experience it if you want that joy that is within you anyway. You know, I never realized that happiness is a moment-to-moment emotion. You know, absolutely. Oh, I love eating ice cream, but it was only for that moment. But you really have to allow yourself to feel the pain so that you can move beyond it and have the joy. And you will also bring your life back to you. My face literally looked dark, because that's where I was at, in a dark space. So the light, as I gradually began to deal with it, I began to see the layers of the darkness removed from my face. And begin to gain my health back. The high blood pressure that I put on myself, I no longer take the medication for that, because I no longer have that going on in my life anymore. These wounds that I have been experiencing just this year from 2010, because, see, I was in a dark space. But because I'm bringing light to it, my wounds are healing. They are closing up now because I'm bringing light to the pain. And trust, it's not a very good experience. It don't feel good, but it's the best thing for us. You know, everything that's good, that looks good to you, is not good for you. But, you know, it's not when I used to take castor oil. Couldn't stand it, didn't like that castor oil, but it was good for me. So, you know, we got to take our dose and face our pain so that we can have our joy. So thank you, Lady Love. I'm complete.
All right, and we so deserve it. All right, we're going to keep this experience moving. We are at 7:09, and unless anybody, I guess we'll get anybody else want to say something. I guess we're still early. All right. Well, we're going to talk about, I'm going to turn it over to Miss Jackie Queen, Jackie, Coach Jackie, Money Coach Jackie, and we want to talk about what's going to happen on the ultimate manifestation. You see, V, I called myself out this morning. She didn't have to call me out.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Good God morning, family. Today on the Oath of Manifestation, we will have our very own Janine Ann Ingram will be on the call this morning sharing her book, Born to Be Rich. This week on the Oath of Manifestation, we are doing it with our authors this week. We had our beautiful Reverend Z on yesterday, and she shared her book. Today we have Lady Love coming on the call today, sharing her book, Born to Be Rich. And then tomorrow we're going to have Khadija Ali, along with one of the co-authors of the Unwelcome Committee, sharing their book. So, family, please feel free to come to the call to the Oath of Manifestation this morning, 10:30 a.m. Eastern. And the number is 641-715-3580. The access code is 103-291-302#. And that's this morning at 10:30 a.m. where we can hear our very own Janine Ann Ingram as she shared her book, Born to Be Rich. So you know it's going to be a dynamic conversation around that, because she's doing what she loves to do, talk about money. Yes, yes. I'm sorry, say that again, Lady Love.
I said, all right.
Yes, yes,
no,
yes.
No, I just said, all right, all right, all right.
All right.
Talk about money.
Yes, yes, yes. We're going to learn today. Yes, yes. And family, we're going to do what we're doing this right now moment.
Did you give everybody?
I'm sorry.
Can you give everybody the number?
Oh, yeah, I did. Okay. The number is 641-715-3580. The access code is 103-291-302#. And that's this morning on the Oath of Manifestation, 10:30 a.m. Eastern. And that'll be 9:30 Central. All right, all right, all right, family. Going to get ready to do what we do in this hour here. We continue in our love experience. Y'all know what we do. Call it in. Yeah. Come on, family. Unmute those phones. Star 6. Yeah. Ooh. Get that rhythm of that money. Woo. Get up, family, and move with this. Yeah. Come on through the house. It's all up in you. Come on, family. Yeah. Money, 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 yeah.
Money, money, money.
You gonna call this family? Yeah. Our inheritance. Woo! Yes. Infinite abundance. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. We got this, family.
All right.
Money. Yeah. All right, family. We're going to do our Reverend Knight affirmation. Money! I'm calling you into my life.
Money.
I'm calling you into my life.
Money,
I know you hear me.
Money.
Money, right here, right now, I'm telling you, Money, you love Jacqueline Valentina Crater. Put your name on it, family.
Money, I'm telling you right now.
Oh, Money, you welcome in my hands, in my pockets, in my life all the time.
Money, you welcome in my hands, in my pockets, in my
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I open my heart and mind to money in all forms.
I open my heart and mind to money in all forms.
I open my heart and mind to banknotes. I open my heart and mind to certificates of deposit. I open my heart and mind to stocks and bonds. I open my heart and mind to cash money, make it rain, cash money. I open my life to money through my love and appreciating attitude.
I open my heart and mind to life, to money, to my loving, appreciating attitude.
Yes, yes, yes. And money serves Jacqueline Valentina Crater in divine right ways.
And money serves Jacqueline Valentina Crater in divine right ways.
Yes, money is wonderful, something I let it multiply, multiply, multiply in my life. Money makes
my money.
And with gratitude, thank you, God, and me for money.
Yes, Lord.
Beautiful. We're going to keep the train moving with our love experience, with our 40-day abundance program, and we are doing it for our first, for our fourth round, and so we are at principle number 3. I am conscious of the inner presence as my lavish abundance. I am conscious of the constant activity of this mind of infinite verity. Therefore, my consciousness is filled with the light of truth. And the affirmation, family, is I am radiant, infinite abundance, living and breathing into action. Let's do that together, family. I am radiant.
I am radiant.
I am radiant.
Infinite abundance.
Infinite abundance.
Living and breathing into action.
Living and breathing into action.
Yes, family. Let's say it again. I am radiant.
I am radiant.
Infinite abundance.
Infinite abundance.
Abundance.
living and breathing into action.
Living and breathing into action.
That last time, family. I am radiant.
I am radiant.
Infinite abundance.
Infinite abundance.
Living and breathing into action.
Living and breathing into action.
Yes, yes, family. And that was our affirmation for today for our principle number three. I'm going to turn it back to you, Lady Love. Namaste. Thank you, family.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. I appreciate each and every one of you. Mama Joy, I just want to tell you that I spoke to Jason Wilson, just in case you don't know who Jason Wilson is. He's the guy that started the spiritual martial art for young boys, the spiritual camp, and he told me to tell you how much you blessed his soul, Mama Joy. I don't know what you got, girl, but you must get something because the people be remembering you, Mama Joy. I just wanted to let you know that.
Thank you.
I guess if you could bottle it, you can make millions of dollars because whatever you get. He was so honored by her work.
Blessing. Yeah. Thank you, Lady Love. Thank you.
So I just wanted to say that. Thank you.
One of the things that I'm experiencing is that people are always talking about it. I didn't really think about it. I said, okay, yeah, thank you. Realize until of late that that is my voice. My voice is that I'm the voice. You don't know what it is. You don't really know it. So I am accepting it now as a gift. Not only am I accepting it as a gift, but I also have come to recognize that it's something that it's a part of my life. Somebody taking a bath.
Oh, I thought that was your background.
No, it's not my background.
I see the only other person.
Sound like I was talking to my niece and she was in Baker's and I said, "Where's all that water you washing around?" She says, "I'm in water." I said, "You're in water." So she was driving through the water, and she was talking to me. I could hear, you know, when they were flooding. Oh, good, it's that. Yeah, yeah. So what it is now? I have become. I'm getting at home with this voice, and now when I do the emancipation, you know, when we did the special for the people at on the East Coast, it really woke me up to my voice. And now that's what I do. I it's the voice, and I get into character. It's all who I am, Jeanine, Lady Love. It's who I am, and so I'm accepting that. That's a gift, and I'm happy to know that it's blessing others, and it's blessing me as well. It's really something to start being at home with who you are in every aspect, you know. And can't wait. You know, every day, what are you going to do today, boys? Are you going to bless today? It might sound a little crazy, but anyway, it's just part of who I am. Thank you. Wonderful.
All right. Well, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. I appreciate you, Mama Joy.
Love you, too. Well, those CDs, I got those CDs, too, that we did. You guys look really great. And Rosa Daria was phenomenal. In fact, it was really wonderful. So I need those addresses so I can send them that CD.
All right. For those who ordered their CDs, get Mama Joy the address. But if you didn't order your CD and you want a CD of the 8th Annual Sunrise Service, don't forget, give Mama Joy a call. She got the CDs. If you want some from the past, she got the CDs. She got the good stuff, y'all. She got the good stuff. Give her a call. And don't forget, don't delay. Get your CD. Get your CD of the 8th Annual Sunrise Service.
Yes. Yeah, it is. And they can text me, too, if I can give them that number. Area code 773-885-1886. That's 773-885-1886. Just text me. Let me know that you're interested in it. And I'll get back to you, you know, and I'll put the order down. So thank you. Put your name in the pot. Put your name in the pot. Put your name in the pot.
All right, get your name in the pot. All right, we got this interesting guest coming on tomorrow. I want to tell you a little bit about her. In 2001, she got strangled by the hands of someone she thought loved her. He charmed her, he whined her, he dined her. But then one day he turned into a monster. He did everything he could to hurt her. He stabbed her. He gave her black eyes, pistol whipped her, raped her, stalked her. In the last straw, he put his hands around her neck and squeezed until everybody released his last waste and she was gone for a split second. But God put the breath back in her and the oxygen back in her brain. And today she's celebrating 15 years from that date of life. And she said, that's why I do everything in my power to bring awareness to domestic violence. She said she wants to celebrate her life because she's so glad that she made it and she made it through. And she wants to go around telling her story. Well, she's going to tell her truth out loud right here. Her name is Janine Nina Hall. And just let me tell you how good God is. So I had read the story on Facebook. I inboxed her. Gave her my number. She said when she called the number, she already had my number in her phone. She said, did you remember me? I said, absolutely not. She said, I didn't have a way home. It was below zero outside, and you helped. I was like, oh, okay. She said, I would be on your line gladly because I think about you often. I never called you to say thank you, but thank you. And tomorrow she will be giving her living testimony right here on the love journey. Her name is Janine Nina Hall. So I want you to invite a friend, let somebody know, anybody who you know may have been experiencing domestic violence or know anything about domestic violence or been a part of it. Either way, by giving the pain or receiving it, we want to bring awareness to our communities that we can no longer accept domestic violence as a way of life. We cannot raise our children in this kind of environment and continue to perpetuate that pain of seeing a mother, in some cases, the father being beat up. I was listening, Astarius is in Chicago, and I sat with Astarius yesterday. He was telling me the story of how he used to see his mother get beat up. And by the time he was 11, he was a little boy and used to jump on the man's back. He said he finally one day went outside and found something, and he came back and hit the man upside his head to get him off his mom and busted the man's head. He was so proud of himself that he stopped this man from beating his mom. But can you imagine in a little body's life what that did to somebody, seeing their mother get beat up and then to have to bust somebody in the head to stop them? In a little body can no longer allow domestic violence in a home family. We have to look at ways to distribute pain in other ways. We have to look at ways to resolve conflict other than domestic violence, other than violence. And so tomorrow our conversation is not going to be just on the domestic violence itself, but solutions. So, family, if you know anybody, if you can contribute a voice to this conversation, I'm asking you to be here. If you know somebody else who can contribute a voice to this conversation, I'm asking you to ask them to be here. Because tomorrow, I believe we want to bring a voice of solution to violence in our homes, which is causing, I believe, in my opinion, the violence in the streets. Because my grandmother used to tell us that it's not in the fruit, it's in the root. What does that mean? It means it's not in the streets. It really starts in the home, and then it perpetuates in the street. What are we teaching our children? When I say we, I mean all of us, because it's our children that's out here. It's our people out here. It is our communities, and we got to take our communities back. How are we going to do it? We can't expect President Obama, the government, the elected officials. We have to do something at grassroots level. That's where real changes always happen, at grassroots level. It's never happened from the top down. It always happened at the bottom up. And whether you want to believe it or not, at your level, which is our level, the grassroots level, we can affect change if we got together and unified our thoughts and our minds and stopped looking outside our communities and looking outside and expecting the government to do something. I often wonder why we march and expect the mayor to do something about the violence in our community. Oh, we're taking away. What can he really do? I wonder often, what can the mayor do? I want to know, what can the mayor do to change? Job's not going to change violence in the community. I promise you that. Family, it's going to start at the grassroots level, and that grassroots level is us. All right, I don't mean to keep on going about something like that, but I just want to get you really in the mindset of understanding we have to affect change. And even if that change just starts with our prayers for our blocks every day, even if that just starts off with just the simple of getting up and praying for the peace in our communities, going and praying and anointing every house on our just our block. And if we want to do something as big and as large as Mama Joy, who goes door to door to remind people to keep their areas clean, and how can we support our neighbors when they maybe it's the stress of not being able to pay or have food or something to eat. Maybe we can share some extra food or help them or get them to a place where food donations are being given. How can we support our neighbors? How can we support our community so that we can change the climate and culture of what's going on? Remember, when we were communities, we didn't have the violence we had today. When we were communities, when I knew my neighbor across the street, when my neighbor knew my children down the street, Ms. Johnson called me, why is these children out in the rain? Well, Ms. Johnson, that's because I don't mind my children playing in the rain. Well, get those children in the house. No, Ms. Johnson, I just want to let my children be able to play in the rain because I couldn't play in the rain, but I love and I respect you, so please just let my kids play in the rain. But if you see them doing something they ain't got no business, you can call me again. This happened to me for real because I used to let my kids play in the rain, and she loved me so much she didn't want my children out playing in the rain. That was because she was from old school. But see, my mom wouldn't let me play in the rain, so I had an idea when I got big I was letting my kids play in the rain because to me it's fun to play in the rain. But I love Ms. Johnson. Why? Because she cares so much about me and my children that she called to check me on it. And I said, Ms. Johnson, I respect you, but I want to let my kids play in the rain, okay? Why am I telling this story? Because I don't think we care about our children and our next-door neighbors and our people. And whether you want to believe it or not, my children are your children are mine. And if my children make it through and yours don't, then I ain't successful. We got to learn today to get back to where we used to be, where we used to be neighbors, where we used to look out for other people's children, where we used to make sure that everybody had what they need in the block. There's no reason why Miss So-and-so, you know, I was talking to a lady and she was saying on that block a lady had died. She was an older lady, and no one had known she had died, and she had lived in this house for 5 months and was dead in the house, and no one knew it. How can a neighbor of ours be in a house for 5 months in our community and no one knows it? I'm not understanding that. See, I live in a building that's elderly. I knock on their door and check on them every day. If I see her walking down the street with 5 bags of groceries, I often wonder where her children, how could she be walking with 5 bags of heavy groceries? I saw her yesterday walking. I got out and I walked with her and take 5 bags of groceries. And I'm not understanding how an old lady with a cane and 5 bags of groceries and no children nowhere, nobody to be found to help her. So I just get out, walk, and take those groceries out of hand. She'd be like, no, baby, I got it. And she's struggling. I'm like, ma'am, you know I'm not going to watch you walk down this street with these bags and not help you to the building and help you not bring it into her door, because I know people don't feel comfortable letting you in their house. So I just put it in her door and I walked away. I'm telling you, we got to get back to caring about our elderly. We got to get back to caring about our children. Your children are my children. We got to care about our neighbors. And I don't know why this took me, I don't know why I'm going this long, but I promise you, family, if we don't do it, we can't expect nobody else to do it. We can't expect the mayor to change what's going on in our communities. We can't expect the government to change. It's going to take grassroots. It's going to take you, people like me, people who have compassion in their heart for their neighbors, people who have compassion in their heart for the children. You see, it was a couple who lived across the hall from me, and he was beating her butt, and I can't do nothing about what you're doing inside your husband. When he started beating her outside, then I came and I looked him in his eyes and said, "You're not going to beat her in front of me. You're not going to hit this lady in front of me. Now, whatever y'all do inside, I can't stop it, but you're not going to be out here hitting this woman in front of me and all these children." I said, "Sir, you perpetuating something that you don't even understand. Don't put your hands on her no more. All her mama didn't do, you can't do. If y'all got to live like that, then y'all don't need to live together. But this is not right." He was beating her to every inch of her life. Little man. I can't even get no understanding. She a big girl and he a little man. Why is he beating this big old girl like this? With your little bitty self. I wanted to take something and knock him out, but that wouldn't be right, right? Because I would have been perpetuating violence too. But I'm saying, I just believe we got to get involved. My husband is always fussing at me about getting involved. But I'm not going to walk down the street and watch kids beat up one kid. I'm not going to do it. If I have to not live no more, then that's just it. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to walk down and see your kid being beat up by 20 other kids and not stop it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to watch a woman get beat and not stop it. I'm not going to do it. And I'm not asking you to get involved, but I am asking you to do what you can. If it's just to call the police, why are we videotaping and not calling police? Why are we standing and watching and not doing something that we can do? I'm not asking you to get in, stop it like me, because maybe that is dangerous. But I am asking you, as part of the love journey, as love ambassadors, to do what you can do. And that's my plea for today. All right, family. I know I'm on my soapbox. I don't know. I love you all. I appreciate you being a part of the love journey, and I want to remind you today that your life really is a gift from God, and what you do with your life is a gift back to God. And I really want you to think about, how are you giving your life back to God today? How are you really living your life? Are you living your life that you can really say that I am a gift back to the universe? Family. Live your life as if it's a gift back to the universe. Blessing God for blessing you. Thanking God for bringing you to the planet and being in honor of the spirit that created you by being the example of what it means to be an example of God's love on the planet. I love you. Remember to dream your God-sized dream and live them. This is Mary J., my life. I love you. Have a good day. I'll see you in the morning.
Thank you so much. I say this to my true fans out there tonight. I want to say to you, when I reached out to you years ago, I had no idea that I was going to find out that I'm not alone. When I reached out to you on that My Life album and I said to you, "Help me." You helped me when you said, "Mary, me too." So I started singing for you. I started talking to you. I started living another day. You were helping me to want to grow and be better because I had to make sure you was all right. But guess what, people? We came through. So if they look into our lives right now, what would they see?
you for tuning in today.